Okay, this is my podcast and I'm doing this because of assignment and Mr. Puven tell us to do this. Actually, I don't know what I'm talking about, but right now I'm just walking around to speak nonsense. I don't know actually, and I just wait this recording until 7 minutes, or maybe I don't reach that time. I saw my friends also doing something like me, and okay. I hope after this EP3 class, my English getting better, and yes, okay, 1 minute, I don't know what to say. I'm just walking around right now to reach the 7 minutes that have been given to us. I think I'm going to the class right now. Oh, not really. Actually, this is my first time installing this podcast, and yeah, and my very first time to use it too. For me, it is interesting because I've never do like this before this. I'm sorry, my English is broken, but I hope after this EP class, this sem, my English is become more okay lah.
Okay, this is about my podcast, and I'm about.
I don't know what to say anymore. I just wasting my time. Okay. I need 4 more minutes, something like that, to reach the yeah. I'm looking my friends. Now they are also talking. I don't know what are they talking about, but I think they are maybe like me, don't know what to say. 7 minutes, a little bit longer, I hope. Okay, that's all. Thank you. Okay, English for me is a very important, and I take it serious because since preschool, primary school, secondary school, and until now in university, we still use English and to do many things such as assignment or what whatever lah. And oh, for example, this EP subject. And when we good at English, we can get a good grade for it. Or if someone that not really good in English, example like me, I don't think I can get a good grade. But I hope when I'm in this class, I can improve myself to get more better than this. Okay. Other than that, English is very important because it is used as an international language, which is it can be used a language that whenever we go to the other country, we use English. For example, when we go to other country for holiday or with a family or friends, mostly we use English to communicate with the people around there, to ask a direction or whatever you want to ask them. And English is very important, and I think someone must have he or she should know English. Yeah. And other than that, we can use English for other than communicate. Oh, English is more easy to learn. More easy to learn jika dibandingkan dengan bahasa lain, like Mandarin or Tamil, because of its pronunciation of the language. And that's all. I think English is very important, and I hope after this class, my English more better than this. Thank you. I have a lot of best friends, but mostly they are girls. And since we're young, we live in the same place, same village, and they are my best friend. But I never have a boy best friend until I entered this university. I found someone that I think it is best friend. My best friend, because he is someone special that I can share my all feelings without feeling uncomfortable. And he is one course, he take the same course with me, and we are always together because we are the same group. And he helped me a lot because of my problem or assignment. I think He is very careful for me, and he behaves me well and helps always. I think he is a quiet cute, but I already have a boyfriend, so he will stay my best friend. I called him Gipang. It is only her nickname, his nickname, but I love to call him Gipang, and he also called me Gipang. Yeah, something like that. Many times we argue, but it is only in short period, and we will be laugh and yeah, share about that stupid things that we have made, maybe English. And I am very comfortable with him. I can behave like this is me. No need to be fake. Yeah, I love to be that. I can show the real me. Yeah. And he is one of my best friend that I am comfortable with it. And sometimes we do crazy things together, laughing so hard. And this is a very new to me, because before this I don't have a boy that's very close to me. Mostly it is a girls, and when a girls and a girls have a conversation, you will know. And sometimes I feel that he just like the other my girls boyfriends, because I can act like just like I do with the other my girls friends. Yeah, I think the istilah boyfriend is not only for a special something that, yeah, but a boyfriends can I can it can be used as a boy that very close to you, but something I don't know how to explain, but I called my girl best friend as my girlfriends, and a boy best friend as boyfriends, but the other real boyfriends is itu lain cerita. Yeah, something like that. And I love all my best friend, especially my Gipa. Thank you, because you always stay for me. And I know that I don't know what will happen in the future, but I hope when someday you see me and you said she is my Gipak, and don't worry, you always stay in my heart and you always be my only Gipak. Yeah, that's all. Thank you. Okay, UPSI is a university that can provide a teacher and some course as
spot signs. It is open market. There's a lot of advantages to stay in this, to stay or to study in this university, such as you can interact, you can meet people from many different country, international students. You can learn many culture from them, exchange the knowledge. Other than that, we are allowed to stay in college. It is confirmed we can stay first semester, but to keep stay in the college, you must be active to join any program in the college. You must be active. Until now, I'm still stay in college. I am semester 3 now, and I hope I can stay until the end, or at least until semester 6 or 7. Okay. And the good things is we don't need to pay a prebet. It is called prebet here. It is something like Grab, but it is not. We don't need pay it because they provide a bus for us, and we can go at the Campus Lama and Campus Baru. But you must have be in the bus in the right time. If not, the bus will leave you, and you terpaksa walk around this Campus Baru lah. But in Campus Lama you cannot walk because it is too far away. And although in Campus Baru it is not a really long distance, but when you walk and you get tired, and suddenly you feel it is a very long journey, and I feel that. Okay. After that, there is a arena that many students can go there to exercise, and it is good because it has a pool there, so many students, when they have free time, they will go there to swim. But I already go there, but in semester 1 only, and until now I don't have a time to go there because I feel I'm too busy. But I think if I know how to manage my time, I can go there. But I feel so tired, and I just want to go to sleep. Yeah. And what else about this UPSI? I love this because I think there is more Borneo people around this university. So I don't really feel the homesick because I meet the person that stay in my own country, and I love the persatuan in this in one of the persatuan in this university, which is called IKSAS, there's a lot of carnival festival that they jalankan, such as Kaamatan, Christmas, and so on. So that's why I talk about why I love UPSI. And that's all. Thank you.
Oh, okay, student life. In my opinion, there's a few things that I love to be as a student. For example, as a student in this university, I can meet I can meet a new friend, an old friend too, because I have a friend that we are in the same school since secondary school. And after that, I also can learn many things about the culture, about the language, about the things that interesting in the place that they live in. I mean, in the country. And as a student, I'm also can learn many things, especially new things, new experience, because I'm far away from my parents. So I can learn how to be independent, mengurus keuangan, and after that, I'm also can find who is me. I mean, or maybe there's a thing that I still don't discover yet. And if I live alone, away from my family, I can discover that in myself. And there's also a few things that I don't like to be a student. For example, I think that I must have a good grades if I want to be a teacher. Yes, I came here because I want to be a teacher. And after that, as a student life, it will be a stressful, because there's a lot of assignment that we must do and must no matter what, because if we don't do that things, and then we can and the lecturer will not give me a mark, and it will be sad if I fail the subject. And if I think again, I feel sad for my parents that they like bersusah payah, they send me here, they hope that I will have a good grades, have a good potential in when I'm here. And one thing I don't like as a student life is be a part of the group that tidak memberikan kerjasama, something like that. And it will be a stressful, and it can make you a bad mood because of the member of the group. And as a student life, I must struggle sometimes. We have kekurangan sumber keuangan, and just eat Maggie or something. I'm grateful because I become a student. Yeah, that's all. Thank you.